Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I was the original. I kid you not. 41 years ago, I said to myself, I want to do a radio talk show. Charles J. and I got together. We formed Ring Talk. And before you know it, we're coast to coast in 1989, being nationally syndicated since, straight up. Of course, we are now a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, now in the lovely city by the bay, San Francisco, California. By the way, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Not only am I your host, I'm also an award-winning writer, a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I talk whatever I want to say. So I've got open phone lines around the planet. I will open up the show at the top of each hour just for you guys. If you got something to say, this is your shot. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7570. Of course, last night, I watched maybe a new star emerge in the world of boxing. Of course, I've always been hot on flashy guys. Flashy guys look good because at some point in time, yeah, maybe they get exposed or they get beaten, but guess what? They got a good run. Ben Whitaker, he looks like that type of guy. He's got the Muhammad Ali type of moves. I mean, he's a good-looking kid. Of course, he was a winner last night. I'll talk about that in depth, of course. And then last week, we had Melnaki winning. Of course, Vito Melnaki Jr., he's 21-1 now, or 22-1, something like that. Bottom line is, he's an Italian from the East Coast. He can draw. This is what boxing needs, especially here in the continental United States. We need American faces, preferably white faces. Now, why do I say that? Because white guys sell more tickets. This is the way it is. I mean, when I was a boxing promoter, back in the 1990s here in San Francisco, when I had a white guy in the card, I sold more tickets. In fact, when I looked around in the crowd, most of the tickets were attributed to him. I'm talking about Pat Lawler or maybe Dan McGuire, the president of the Northern California Veterans Boxing Association as I speak. But when these guys fought, the crowd, I mean, the place was packed. The place was packed. So the complexion, the connection, they sell the tickets, no doubt about that. What I'm trying to say is if you want to bring boxing back to the masses, you don't do so with a guy like Jake Paul. You do so with a guy named Vito Melnaki Jr. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one might have made a mistake today. He's in the other room, but we'll talk about that and more. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Bailey Peck, take it away. This is Sports Byline.
I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Circa 2012, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, you're inside the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two in the studio. The return of the British boxing hero himself. We'll talk about Barry Rabbit. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, I was, you know, cruising through the TV, and you got to watch certain fighters and certain fights and this and that. And, you know, I mean, you have to. This is the second week in a row in which I've sort of been enlightened by what I've saw on television. Last week was Vito Malnaki Jr., okay? I think he's a middleweight coming out of the Jersey area. Of course, he can sell tickets. As I said, he's white, he's bright, he can talk a good game. His father's into it deeply, of course. Sometimes, you know, and I remember years and years ago I was against fathers being involved in boxing. I mean, I thought that they didn't have the proper median. What I'm trying to say is either they let a fight go too far or they cut a fight off too soon. In other words, they didn't have the proper median because they were emotionally involved. And, of course, there were guys like Shane Mosley's father, Jack Mosley, who sort of was the exception to the rule. And, you know, I mean, there were guys that came along, and I have to give guys props now. I mean, some of these guys that have fathers in their corners are doing real well. Virgil Ortiz, I think, does okay. But the bottom line is, at the end, David Benavidez does okay, no doubt about that. I mean, speaking of David Benavidez, wow, what can I say? Erasing Anthony Yardley last week. Oh, I can't take away from Whitaker for just a second, but erasing Anthony Yardley last week was probably one of the most impressive performances I've seen in a long time. Listen, the guy was ranked 7 years ago, and he was the WBC 168-pound champion. I'll get into this a little bit later, but the WBC 168-pound champion about 7 years ago. He was 20 years old, youngest champion in history, right? So he loses the title because he's doing a little blow. Okay, got caught with doing a little blow. Why they? How they ended up coming up with this drug testing? They've never done it before, but the guy was going to fight Canelo. So I guess they're drug testing because he was going to fight Canelo, right? Why? Anyway, so they drug test him. They find out he's doing blow, and somehow he was doing blow within 72 hours of being tested, because that's usually the rule when you do cocaine. If you wait 3 days, it'll go outside. You'll pee it out. Anyway, bottom line is he got caught. Okay, Benavidez got caught, and they took away his title and all this kind of good stuff. Anyway, bottom line is, they gave it to Canelo, and Canelo held it for a long time. And then Benavidez was ranked number one. Then he was a WBC interim champion. They did everything. I mean, but Canelo just wouldn't have no part of it. Anyway, you saw why last week. You saw why last week. Anthony Yardley, game dude, came to fight, was in shape, no doubt about that. Of course, he's always been an also-ran. What I mean by an also-ran is he's a horse that doesn't run in the money. I'm trying to say is anytime we put him in the big fights, he hasn't been able to prevail. So what I'm trying to say is he's an also-ran. He's a guy that's probably going to come in third, fourth, but he ain't going to be the number one or two guys. But he came in shape. He was ready to fight. He did engage Benavidez. Benavidez went toe-to-toe. He got cut at one point in time. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, David Benavidez is still undefeated and the world's best fighter, pound for pound. Of course, that's an opinion of myself, Mike Tyson, and maybe you now.
Thank you, Todd. Congratulations. Was this what you expected?
This is definitely what I expected. When I signed the fight with Anthony Yard, I said, oh man, this is going to be a war. And then this is what I dreamt about. You know what I mean? Both of us going to war. I think it started, he cut me like around six. I said, you want to shoot out? Let's go for it then. And you see what I did. We stepped into Monstro's world and he got KO'd.
Well, there was a tiny cut, but it didn't affect you in any way. How would you grade your performance?
I grade it B+. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think I could have did a little bit stuff better, but there's always room for improvement. But people wanted to see the knockout. They said I couldn't stop this guy. I had no power 175, and you know what I mean? I made it look easier than I would say Kovalev and Beterbiev.
You just picked up your 25th win by way of knockout. How does that sound in your head?
Feels amazing. You know what I mean? It feels like I'm really happy with this, and I just want to keep training hard, but I got some news for you guys. May 2nd, me versus Surdo Ramirez. I'm going up the cruiserweight to challenge for his title, so I'm excited for that.
Well, there you go. There's your answer right there. May 5th, you're celebrating La Batalla de Puebla, celebrating against another Mexican. How do you see that happening, obviously, and where?
I think it might be in Las Vegas. You know, for my people, I wanted to go back to Vegas. You know, first of all, I want to thank everybody. First of all, towards the end, I want to thank everybody from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Al Sheikh. All the beautiful people of Riyadh. Thank you guys so much, man. You guys made the sacrifice to stay up till 6 a.m. to watch me fight, so I appreciate every single one of you.
And you're back Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. I'll see you guys soon. Yeah. Le quiero decir gracias a toda mi raza, toda mi raza de Ecuador, toda mi raza de México, toda la raza de Estados Unidos. Los quiero mucho. Y ya vamos a regresar a Las Vegas, Mayo segundo.
Bueno, muchas gracias. Felicidades. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
David Benavidez, of course, the world's best fighter, pound for pound, and the woman that introduced her interviewing him right there, because she's like a brimbo. One man is like a brown bimbo. She sort of asked herself the same question a couple of times. Bottom line is, it was a waste of time, and I think that David could have just done his thing by himself. But they're trying to promote women on TV, and I get that, you know, Latina women, that kind of stuff. But guess what? You know, when they don't have it, they don't have it. It's like promoting women's boxing. When women couldn't fight, it wasn't a good thing, okay? I mean, doesn't bring women out in the most positive light. Putting that chick center stage last week, that just wasn't the way to do it. Straight up, let's go back to the guy that I was really impressed with this week, man. Ben Whitaker. Holy cow. I got to tell you, he's like one of the best fighters in the world, I think. He's only got 11 fights. How can I say that? Well, if you watch the way he took care of people. Oh, somebody shot me a text here. Okay, texts are pretty cool. Verdo Ramirez, who is he? He is the cruiserweight champion of the world, 200-pound champion, I think, of the WBC, 48-1, 30 KOs. He's a guy that walks around about 215, 220 pounds, and he last fought in June of this year, won a 12-round decision over a guy named Yuri Dorticos. Bottom line is that was the Anaheim Center, 117, 111. He won most of the rounds going across the board, but he hasn't done much of late. I mean, he beat Joe Smith. Joe Smith was pretty good. He lost to Dimitri Bivol, sort of predictable, 12-round decision, of course, 117, 111. He lost big time going across the board. One judge had it 10-2 in rounds, but at the end of the day, this guy is going to take on the great David Benavidez. When I say the great David Benavidez, people laugh at me and say, you know what, man? You've been pushing that envelope a long time now. Yes, I have. And I've never gotten off the David Benavidez wagon. Neither has Mike Tyson. There's something to it. I'm telling you. Listen, what's he like, 31-0 now, 25 knockouts? I'm like, holy cow, what more can you ask for? And he's stepping up a weight and kicking guys' ass that are allegedly bigger than him. Remember, Canelo and him were supposed to fight at 168. But now he's kicking guys' ass at 175. He's willing to step up 25 pounds. 25 pounds and take on Zerto Ramirez, of course, May the 2nd. That'll be in Las Vegas, of course, probably at the T-Mobile Arena. I hope to get there. And if Mark Risman, my attorney, is listening from Las Vegas, Mark, get your VIP friend to hook Pedro up with that VIP boxing game, because that's the only way to watch a fight nowadays. I kid you not. When you sit in the VIP box at the T-Mobile Arena, it's better than sitting in the front row. I'm telling you. I've sat in the front row all over the world. I'm everywhere. Okay, front, first, second, third row, no big thing, right? But I'm telling you, this box, this T-Mobile VIP box, it had the TV in front of me. It just was so cool. And, of course, nice chicks around you and that kind of stuff. No, but the bottom line is, it was a great view. I think it was the best view I've ever had of a boxing match. And I kid you not, was at the T-Mobile. And, of course, that was David Benavidez winning that decision earlier this year, February the 9th, I believe, over David Morrell. Of course, David Morrell has been inactive since. Morrell, though, at 175 now, talking smack. We'll see what happens with him. But the bottom line is, it's going to be 200 pounds. He can do whatever he wants at 175 because I think David is going to go to 200 pounds to take on Zerto Ramirez, take Zerto Ramirez out. And at this point in time, what can you say then? What will you be able to say then? A guy that's undefeated, he was the WBC champion when he was 20 years old. That was 7 years ago. And he's ran through everybody's system. Nobody's given him a bad time, really. I mean, he hasn't had any bad fights, has he? Hasn't been knocked down, hasn't been robbed, hasn't been the benefactor of some robbery decision like that. No. He's taking care of business. He's fat out taking care of business. But guess what? You guys have ignored him. This morning I was in, I won't name the guy, but he's a family friend or a friend of my cousin. Anyway, they go back to 22nd Mission in the city here, and he's telling me about blah, 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 blah. And he's talking about, Benavidez this, Benavidez that. I said, yeah. I said, so what about Canelo ducking him for 3.5, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years? And he goes, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. Listen, you cannot confront Mexican boxing fans anymore and be real with them. But they're living in another world. This Canelo Alvarez drug, this drug that they're hooked on, this crack cocaine called Canelo, they're hooked on it. And it's really Canelo. It's not Canelo. He's done nothing macho in a long time. He hasn't. He's taken on the easiest challenges he can. In fact, when they paid that fellow Mexican $130,000 after the fight, when he bought him a brand new car, if I did that, people would think that something's a must, that something's crooked. How can you buy me? Wait, why would you buy a guy $130,000 car after you beat him? He made his money. He got his purse money. He got a share of the TV money in Mexico. Okay, Munguia was well rewarded for that fight. No doubt about that. So why give him like $130,000 afterwards in the form of a sports car? Because I think he took it light. Because I think the whole fight was a setup. In fact, I think a lot of Canelo fights have been set up. And that's what people don't want to believe. They say to me, oh, can you say that? How can you say that? Well, guess what? He fought Edgar Berlanga. Berlanga never tried. People don't try against Canelo. It's like, what are they afraid of? He's got two left feet. If you move on him, all you have to move on him, you can move basic moves. Side to side, one step over here, one step over that. Stay away from that long, little lunging left hook of his, man, and you'll be fine. Because he's got no real right hand. If you stay away from his right hand, he has to lunge with that hook and he has to reach for it. And anytime he reaches for it, you can clip him over the top with the right hand. He's easy to hit. He's real easy to hit. But yet, everybody says, oh, he's still one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world. You got to be kidding me. How BoxRec.com could even write him in the top 10 is an indictment of BoxRec.com. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now listen, you can cut the budget, you can cut the talk, but don't you cut the food stamps. Not for the kids. They the ones who still dreaming, still growing. Feed the children first. That's how a nation stays strong.
Story time with Pedro Fernandez coming up about 40 minutes past there. I'll take you back to a trip to China. I'll tell you the title of it will be, wow, Muhammad Ali, China, booze, suicide, and Pedro. We'll talk about that in depth at 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, storytelling, you guys say, tell me some stories. Well, I'll tell you some stories. This is a good one, no doubt about that. I'm looking here at the November 30th, 1997 edition of Flash Magazine. Of course, Prince Nassim Ahmed's in the news. He's going to fight Kevin Kelly. Of course, then George Foreman had just gotten ripped off in that fight against Shannon Briggs for the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, he retired after that robbery. It wasn't a robbery. It was a heist. And I've told you the difference between a heist and a robbery. A robbery is when they pull a gun on you. A heist is when they shoot you and then steal it from you. Bottom line is that was a bit of a heist, no doubt about that. Of course, and also in the same edition of Flash Magazine, Emanuel Stewart was fired as he was fired as trainer of Oscar De La Hoya. Why, I don't know, but the bottom line is they went back and forth on this. Emanuel Stewart was bitter because I have been slandered. That's what he said. And Bob Arum on the other side of the coin, of course, he was the guy that probably was responsible for this. He goes, whatever the reason for the split, I'm not responsible. Anytime Bob Arum denies something, don't believe him. Because you know what he told me one time? He said to me, yeah, I kid you not, we were at a press conference. I was there. It wasn't me in general. It was me in the entire press room. He said to me, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. Say what? Yeah, that's what Master Bob, of course, class of 1958, Harvard University, cum laude, whatever it is, the best top of his law class, whatever that honor is. Anyway, that's what he told. That's what he said. I was like blown away by it. I remember that's when we had a boxing media. I mean, we put him on the frying pan on that one. Okay, because he got caught lying. And when you catch somebody lying, that's what the media is all about. Putting people, the Fifth Estate, putting people in their place, okay? But there's no media nowadays. Not in the world of boxing, not in the world of politics, not in the world of government, not in the world of anything. I mean, especially not in the world of food. I mean, when you think about the corporate world and how food is taking over, and now we've got like 30% of the United States is obese. That wasn't that way 35 years ago when we were eating basics. Okay, we're eating basics here. We're eating processed food now, canned food. Of course, somebody told me the other day that some of the ingredients in Campbell's soup. In fact, the Campbell's, if you eat Campbell's soup, let me tell you, the Campbell's, I gotta get off on this one. But the Campbell's soup CEO said this week, he said, our food is for poor people. That's what he said. He really said, I swear, my witness. Yeah, he really said that. I mean, he's willing to admit it. And somebody said to me there was some, they have fake meat and that kind of stuff. I mean, holy cow, what's going on? It's all about ripping you off. This country's turned into nothing but a ripoff. I go to the stores now, I'm willing to pay $31-32 for a steak per pound. I cut it in half. I have two steaks. So maybe cut it in four times. But bottom line is, I'm willing to do that because it's organic, grass-fed beef, and you want to eat good stuff. You don't want to eat trash, okay? I'm not a big beef guy, but I have gotten into beef because the doctor said I was low on iron, so take some beef, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is, my health is pretty good right now. And I attribute that to the fact that I eat good. and I spend money on what I eat. I'm sorry, but you have to spend money on what you eat. My buddy Dan Bunton, the producer of this show for better than a decade in the 90s and the 80s, of course, you know what he told me? He goes, yeah, he goes, my mom's leaving me $1.5 million. I said, that's really cool. And I said, hey, man, do you eat blueberries? He goes, hell no, man, I'm not eating blueberries. They're too expensive. I said, say what? I mean, you don't argue with somebody like that. You just let it go. In other words, this guy's going to inherit $1.5 million. He's got money right now. There's no doubt about that. But blueberries are too expensive. Blueberries are superfood. Some things you got to eat. Certain things you got to eat, like organic eggs. I think I'm big on organic eggs. Right here, I got one couple in the studio. Organic hard-boiled eggs. This is what you need, you know, in between meals and this and that. And you don't have to eat three times a day. In fact, you know, I'm going to a lecture here. But when 100 years ago in this country, say 120 years ago in 1900, they only ate one time a day. They only ate one time a day. In fact, you know, if you look at what people were eating in the 60s to what they're eating now, they're eating a whole lot more sugar and a whole lot more carbs and that, and they had less diabetes. Why? Because it's massive now. It's all over the place. High fructose corn syrup. I think that's one of the main criminal elements in the food industry right now. That's just crippling people. It's a very cheap sweetener. It's cheaper than sugar. Of course, when Coke went to that, that's when Coke sort of came in. That's when it became the new Coke. Back in the 70s or 80s, I think it was the 70s. But he became the new Coke, of course, the new generation of Coke. And then, of course, Pepsi, all these different brands. I mean, everywhere you go, there's nothing but corporate greed involved. And when you have corporate greed involved, all they're about is making more money. I mean, I'll take up the album. Here we go. The Fig Newton cookies. Okay, the Fig Newton cookies. When I go to the store and buy, I used to buy Fig Newton cookies, right? Well, there used to be a big package of them, and they were in tight. And now the package is loose. Same size package. But it's shrinkflation. So they've shrunk what was in the packages. And anybody that's doing the shrinkflation thing, I stop buying stuff from them. So I'm not buying a whole lot of stuff anymore. I bought my stuff at Whole Foods, and that's what I suggest you do. Of course, a lot of people here listen to the show, live in rural America. And that you have the advantage over a lot of people. You can get eggs. You can get meat. You can get stuff like that that's organic or that's hand. I mean, you can get it. You have access to it. Do it. Don't go to Safeway. Don't buy the crap from Safeway. Don't buy the stuff from Lucky and Save Mart and this kind of stuff, because I think it's all about poisoning you, I think, in the long run. I really do. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the sport of boxing as I speak. I went off on a bit of a tangent there because I'm big on health. I just am. You have to be, especially as you age, but you have to be big on health. And I try to sponsor a good health in what I do. And people say to me, you know, you do this, you do that. Yeah, but guess what? I'm still able to run. I still run hard. I still do. When I came in this morning, I cranked out 15 pull-ups. Before I'm done here today, before I get out of the studios, I'll probably do about 75 pull-ups. Can you do 15 pull-ups? Probably not. Get yourself in shape. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's the Toast Studio phone line. 1-800-878-PLAY. Of course, Nanoa Inoue going to do his action, do his thing, I think, December 27th. Of course, that's going to be over in Tokyo. And the guy that's going to be the fall guy is a guy by the name of, from Mexico, by the name of David Picasso. Now, David Picasso would have to paint himself a Picasso type of picture in order to beat Nanoa Inoue. I mean, Nanoa Inoue is almost like unbeatable. Of course, he got knocked down a couple of fights ago, but the bottom line is the guy's the real deal. No doubt about that. Probably the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now. 31 and zip, 21 KOs. Of course, he's going to take on Picasso. Picasso's 32-0-1 with 17 KOs. But I looked at Picasso's record, and the best guy that he beat is probably the impeccable one. I mean, that's probably about it. In other words, he didn't beat any world-class guys. He was perfectly set up for this record, 32-0-1, 17 KOs, and a title shot against Nanoa Inoue, where he's going to get licked like a stamp. Of course, he's going to Japan. Hey, man, take your pictures in Japan before the fight, because afterwards you might not look that good. Now, this sets up the mega fight in Japan. Of course, the biggest fight maybe of all time, without a doubt, in the land of the island of the sun. Junto Nakatani, the WBC bantamweight champion, has given up his 118-pound title. He's moved up to 122 pounds now. He's 31-0, 24 knockouts. Of course, coming off that win over Rashoa Nishida. Nishida came in 10-0. Rashida left 6 rounds later, got stopped, quit between rounds. I had enough. Yeah, he had enough. Got licked like a stamp. Bottom line is, he's the real deal. Junto Nakatani, he just is. And of course, he's taking on, he's on the same card. I think he's going to take on Sebastian Hernandez Reyes. Reyes comes in at 20-0. Reyes is another guy with slim, you know, two chances, slim and none, and slim's out of town, according to Don King. Yeah, 20-0. I'm looking at his record here. He comes from Mexico. In other words, what they've done was, the Japanese have done is, they've got two Mexican guys coming in to take falls. This will be on the zone. But two Mexican guys coming in to take falls. And it's not going to come to us from Tokyo. was come to us from Saudi Arabia. Is this right? Is the other guy going to come to Saudi Arabia too? Anyway, Saudi Arabians taking over boxing, not good. Of course, I watched that fight card last week. Of course, a good fight card, no doubt about that. David Benavidez on top. We've been into that over and over and over again. But, you know, I'm against fights in Saudi Arabia because, you know, it just doesn't come on the right hours here. And, of course, yeah, the Noah Noy is going to be in Saudi Arabia. Of course, him and Nuto Nakatani will share that same card. That's going to be an exciting card, no doubt about that. At least exciting because of the fact that it promotes the super fight, and this will be the super fight. And I would like Tommy D to get off his ass. Tommy D's got the day off, but I would like Tommy D to get off his ass and like take some volumes and get on an airplane and fly with me to Tokyo, Japan. Tommy D doesn't drive cars and he doesn't fly, but I'm trying to get him to fly this one time. Socrates Palmer would be interested in going, of course. Speaking of Socrates Palmer, today is his birthday. We wish him the very best as far as happy birthday is concerned. And his wife Sophie is about to have a baby. I mean, she's like in pain, this and that, ready to go, and all that kind of good stuff. So we wish the Palmer family, no doubt about, the very best. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in City by the Bay. Ben Whitaker, of course, took out Benjamin Gavazzi last night. It was a one-sided fight. It was like such a beautiful knockout. I mean, you can check it out. I played some of the clips here on the Twitch.tv Sports Byline USA channel in the news. In fact, I'll do some more clips in between when the news comes on. It's the top of the hour. If you want to stick around on the Twitch.tv Sports Byline USA channel, you can watch some of the video clips I'll put up. Maybe I'm going to put up Hagler and Hearns. Who knows? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. Next up, storytelling with Pedro Fernandez.
Ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
That's 800-620-1624.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Don King talking about a date in the 90s, early 1990s, with the Times Square Gym in New York City, of course, against the former world champion, Saul Mambi. I was sparring with him, and I think Mambi let me look good in front of everybody else. Thank you, Saul. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA as advertised. Story time with Pedro. What's the title of the story? Muhammad Ali, China, booze, suicide, and Pedro. Story is based in San Francisco. While on the road with Muhammad Ali, they would give me a daily itinerary after breakfast. Often it was just some scribbles on the back of a napkin by promoter Harold Smith. Harold, he'd be working the Chinese. It was obvious Harold Smith, a.k.a. Ross Steele Sr., a convicted felon, had the Chinese elite in line as they were throwing down large sums of U.S. cash for a photo op with Muhammad Ali. How he got paid $400,000 in $20 bills, well, that's a story for another day. But Ali delays pictures with the governor of Macau. Having introduced Muhammad Ali to three different groups from 9:30 a.m. on, we're scheduled to have lunch with the governor of Macau in his palace of sorts. So Ali says, stiff the governor. So we stiff the governor for lunch. With the midday meal set for 1 p.m., we are back at the hotel, and Ali tells me, and I'm not wanting to hear it, Harold Smith, that he doesn't want to see the governor. Instead, he said, let's go meet some Chinese people. The governor can have his picture later. With Ali, you can do almost anything. I kid you not. On our maiden voyage to Beijing in 1993, boxer Keith McGurry had allegedly, wink, wink, lost his U.S. passport. I told him to go to the U.S. Embassy, and I can book him a flight as soon as the passport is reissued. Ali tells me, don't worry. I got this. Got what? The next day, we are prepping for an early afternoon flight. I extended Keith's room for 3 days because without a passport, he ain't getting on no plane. Chinese cops are at the airport, no passport, so Muhammad Ali directed me to bring Keith with us. Quote, we're not leaving him behind, not here, end of quote. Ali then, with the wave of Muhammad Ali's hand, Keith, no ID McMurray, is allowed to board the LA-bound plane. Wow! Yet another taste of Muhammad Ali's power. When we hit Los Angeles went to U.S. Customs, Muhammad walked Keith through with no passport, ID, or hassle. Ali told the customs guy, quote, this is Keith McMurray. Somebody stole his ID in China. I've known him my entire life. Without waiting for approval, Ali just like pushed Keith McGurry ahead and got him through customs. So back to the irate Macau governor we stiffed for lunch. So after blowing off lunch with the governor, he can wait. We head to a Catholic convent for the poor. There are kids here that are disfigured, maybe with one arm at birth, and maybe one kid had just one eye. It was horrific. And after we left, Muhammad Ali catches Pedro shedding tears after the visit. After giving the overjoyed nun in charge $1,200, she told me, quote, this will feed the kids meat for a year, end quote. Leaving, I'm alone in the back of a blacked out SUV van thinking about my kid and those that I just saw, those mangled kids. I was tripping, folks, and I was tripping hard. Ali addresses my tears with wisdom. This is what Muhammad Ali said when he saw me with moistened tear ducts. Son, you can't save every puppy in the pound. We made those kids happy. We did. We made those kids happy. And again, you can't save every puppy in the pound. Now, I'm not telling you not to try, but you can't. End quote. Afternoon drama with the governor. The governor that we stiffed for lunch was a pompous prick that came to meet us upon our arrival. His chief of staff was on the hotel phone with me and mangled English and Chinese like at 100 miles an hour. Talk about caffeine. I actually thought he was cussing me out there on the phone when I told him we went to see some kids instead of the governor. Anyway, so the governor gets his photos. We made a real quick stop and took pictures with a bunch of rich guys and blew out of there in less than 30 minutes. So the evening party, we have an evening party that night with the Chinese elite. The president's not going to be there of China, but a couple other guys are going to be there up in the Chinese government. Anyway, that brings us to the evening party and an exclusive joint that mimic an American eatery, a restaurant in style. Pre-dinner, Ali is doing his usual magic tricks that the Chinese have called. The Chinese elite, they're just eating out of his hands. He's doing all these tricks with his hands, magic tricks. Anyway, bottom line is they break out $1,000 bottles of cognac. Now, as Ali mesmerizes the crowd, they're throwing down shots of cognac in front of us. There was Muhammad, wife Lonnie, photographer Howard Bingham, me, and promoter Harold Smith on one side of the table. On the other side was the governor, his wife, and some of the Chinese elite. Now remember, Ali don't drink, and these people yell gum bao before each shot. Being a devout Muslim, Ali didn't drink at all. So I drank my shot, and I drank his shot. Now, what is not known to this day is how many times I did this, okay? But it was more than twice. So anyway, we got back to the hotel, and Lonnie is concerned. We returned to our 5-star hotel. Lonnie Ali, Muhammad Ali's wonderful wife, Ali and myself are in the elevator. I was hammered, admittedly, I was hammered. So Lonnie walks me to my room door while Muhammad Ali holds the door open in the elevator. This is so cool. That's when the lights went out. Did I mention I had redefined GQ in a tailor-made suit, tie, hanky, Italian shoes, and socks? I mean, the last thing I remember is looking in the mirror on the wall across from my bed and thinking, how sharp I look. No doubt about it. I was looking sharp. GQ, no doubt about that. So suicide in hotels are common. That's what we bring in suicide. As a San Francisco policeman, I had to babysit a dead man until the coroner showed up one time. This after having shot himself in San Francisco's world-renowned, famous St. Francis Hotel. So I fell asleep in GQ Acquire. So falling asleep, drunk, fully dressed, isn't normal per se. So after knocking on the door repeatedly, the maid came in and she immediately thought I was dead. Security and Harold Smith rushed to the room. Mind you, I'm sound asleep. I didn't know the maid had sounded an alarm. The hotel even called an ambulance. Quote, I think he's breathing, end quote. That was the first thing I heard Harold Smith say to the security guard before I opened my eyes and cracked, what the duck are you doing in my room? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, story time by Pedro Fernandez. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we're talking heavyweights a little bit earlier. There are no heavyweights in the United States. Maybe Kingsley Ibe has got a bit of a shot, but he's a bit green. He's a bit long in the tooth. Some people say to me, you know, he's waited too long. He's only 27 or 28 years old. I mean, give him props. I think that for the fact that he lost early on and he's learned from that, I think that Kingsley's got a chance to maybe do something great. He can punch, he can crack, he's black, and he's in good shape, so I'm giving Kingsley Ibe a shot in the future. Outside of that, the rest of the heavyweight division, I don't know, especially American heavyweights. There aren't any American heavyweights. The fact that Oleg Usyk's a world heavyweight champ sort of blows me away. Now, I'm not, you know, I shouldn't be down on the fact, listen, he's a smaller guy. He really doesn't crack hard, and he doesn't do anything for me. I mean, for some people, like Tommy D, who took the day off, he's got, hey, guess what? Tommy D's stuck in the Bronx, and according to a text I got a couple minutes ago, he's got no heat and no hot water. That's like living in Chicago. I'm serious. You had, speaking back to Chicago, the heat was on full blast in my hotel room, right? And it was still cold. I pulled the drapes off the window. They had these big, thick-ass drapes, like for an X-ray machine. That's how thick the drapes were. Okay, so like protecting you from X-rays. Okay, but you close the drapes. It's still they said it was 80 degrees in the room. It couldn't have been. Okay. Anyway, so poor Tommy D and all those guys are living in the Bronx, of course. I think today is Socrates Palmer's birthday, so they got a birthday party going back there. But if it's cold and it's nasty, this and that, listen, I'll say it again. You can move. People don't want to move. People get, me and the impeccable one, especially him, we were geographically gifted at birth. We just were where we were. I mean, he was born in Marin County. I was born here in San Francisco. I mean, holy cow, of all the places you want to be, this is probably it. People say, oh, come on, San Francisco got all kinds of problems, homeless people, gay people. Hey, you know, you got all kinds of issues. That's you. We got the world's most beautiful city here. We just do. I mean, it's a pain in the ass to get around traffic-wise and this and that, and you can't make right turns in certain corners. Like, you know, but it's America. It's America. It's the best place I've ever been to. I've been all over the country. I've been to like 37 or 38 states at my last count. And, of course, I've been to 34 countries around the world. And there's no better place to live than the San Francisco Bay Area. In fact, you know, you can feel the anxiety when you're coming back and you're on that airplane about to drop into San Francisco. I'm coming home. Speaking of coming home, I'm going to go see Larry Merchant this weekend. Of course, Larry Merchant, take that back, Friday. I'll spend time with Larry Merchant. We'll have lunch together with boxing writer Steve Kim and a couple other guys. I think boxing manager Gary Gittleson will be there, and maybe Logan Hobson will be there. Of course, these guys, the former Punch Count guy, but the bottom line is CompuBox guy. We're going to have a big luncheon. It'll be Friday in Santa Monica, California, a few blocks from Larry Merchant's house. Then we'll take our walk together. And, of course, I've told you before, Larry walks you to death. He just does. I don't know. He's 94 years old. I don't need to walk. I don't want to walk that far after lunch. I don't. But you can't. What do you tell? What do you tell him? No? Hey, Larry, oh, you know, I'm lazy, man. I don't feel like walking. No. That guy's 94 years old. He can't do that. Anyway, so we're going to go out, probably walk afterwards. And then, of course, Friday night, my buddy Brent Carter, the lead singer of the Commodores, he will be down in Ontario, California at the Toyota Center. Of course, the Commodores will be there, the OJs will be there, and a bunch of groups. And that. So I'm going to check that out. So I've got a great weekend set ahead. And, of course, this past weekend, and I mentioned the fact that I saw Paul McCartney. I didn't say that. Of course, Paul McCartney, one of the surviving Beatles, two Beatles left. Speaking of Beatles, George Harrison passed away November 29, 2001. That was 24 years ago yesterday. But the bottom line is George Harrison. I saw him in concert as well. The only Beatle I didn't see in concert was John Lennon. I never saw John Lennon, but I saw Ringo Starr's band play, and I saw Paul McCartney play three or four times. Of course, this last Monday night, my birthday, we were in Chicago, and it was sort of cool. I had a on-the-floor seat. It was the last row on the floor. It was on the main floor, and it was pretty, really cool. So my iPhone camera's like messed up, so anyway, I dropped it a few times. But the bottom line is the picture didn't come out too well, but my shot of the stage was wonderful, and the music was good. He played for 2.5 hours. Guy's 81 years old. He's playing for 2.5 hours. Okay. I know I go places and see bands and this, and they play 45 minutes and they're done. But he played 2.5 hours and he could have played some more. I mean, he's an amazing guy. There's the Baby I'm Amazed, that's the song, or Maybe I'm Amazed, that's one of the songs. He played that as well. But the bottom line is he didn't play enough Beatles songs. I'm an old man. I want to hear more Beatles songs. He didn't play enough Beatles songs. But the bottom line is he played, of course, some of his Wings songs. He's got some new songs. But at the end of the day, it was Paul McCartney. It was an experience that you don't forget. Once you've been to see him once, it's special. Of course, you know, back in the days, I grew up in the 1960s, so the Beatles were like the thing. I mean, the Beatles were the thing. I kid you not. I remember television coming to a stop one Sunday night when Ed Sullivan said he was going to have the Beatles on TV. And of course, we hadn't had Beatles records or anything like that, but we heard them on the radio. I was this young little kid, 5-6 years old, and we heard them on the radio. Before you know it, you're watching them on TV, and it was the most watched broadcast in like the history of television there for a while. The Beatles appearing on network television. Straight up, enough of that. Let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Comedian Earthquake on HBO, of course, courtesy of the late, great Scott Cuddy, the producer extraordinaire. May he rest in peace. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In fact, you know, I was looking at how Google brings you back in time with these Google photos and this. They gave me a shot of November 22nd, 2022 or something. That was the day that Scott Cuddy got really sick here in the Support Spotlight Studios. And, of course, he was never the same. And he passed away a couple of years ago. We really miss him, no doubt about it. He will never, ever, ever be replaced. November 30th, 1979. Wow. Sugar Ray Leonard, 25-0, challenges Wilfredo Benitez, 38-0-1. Of course, the world welterweight champion at that point in time, according to the WBC. Of course, over that gift decision, I thought, over Carlos Palomino. But the bottom line is, that was in Puerto Rico. And, of course, that's where Benitez is from, Puerto Rico. But Benitez went into this fight 38-0-1. One guy weighed 146 pounds. It was Ray Leonard. The other guy weighed 144. At the end of the day, Ray Leonard schooled him. Just was. I mean, he schooled him. He was so high head on points. Of course, when they stopped the fight in the 15th round, they stopped it with about 15 seconds left in the fight. And I'll never forget this. Herbie Lambeck, he was the greatest gambler in the history of boxing, as far as I was concerned. But he was called Herbie Hoops Lambeck because he made all kinds of money on basketball. Hoops, he was the premier sports book guy. He was a bookie. He was the biggest bookie in Las Vegas. Okay, so anyway, Herbie bets 25 grand on this fight to go the 15-round distance, right? So, I mean, Leonard's lighting Benitez up in the 15th round. Of course, it was about 15 seconds left of the fight. And Carlos Bonilla, the referee, jumped in to stop the fight. Oh, no, Herbie never forgave him. In fact, you know, I was at weigh-ins with these two guys, and you can see Herbie across the room. Like, Herbie never forgot that, man. Because I think Herbie had, like, it would have been 3-1. The fight was going to go this or something like that. So he was going to get, like, he was going to get, like, 100 grand back for that 25 grand. But he lost it, and because Carlos Padilla pulled the plug with 15 seconds left, of course. And then he would go after that. He would knock out Davey Boy Green. I'm talking about Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, that was a beautiful knockout, probably one of the greatest knockouts in the history of boxing, with a left hook in the fourth round. I mean, he put Davey Boy Green in another world. And of course, then came the Roberto Duran fight, the first fight, the brawl in Montreal. Of course, Duran walking away with the unanimous decision after 15 rounds. He deserved that, no doubt about that. And of course, they come back in the rematch, November 25th, 1980. Wow, the No Mas fight. That's what they call it, the No Mas fight. But the bottom line is, Duran wasn't in shape. I mean, he was 220 pounds when he started for this fight, started training for this fight. He was a fat pig. Of course, I told you about the story when Ray Leonard's manager sent Mike Trainer, his lawyer, sent a guy down to Panama and took pictures of Roberto. Roberto had a big old belly hanging over his gut the whole 9 yards. Go, let's offer Roberto Duran $8 million to fight Ray Leonard next week. But not next week, but, you know, real quick, right? So he fights Ray Leonard real quick, and he loses, obviously, because he wasn't in shape. But we'll talk about the Nomas fighting more on another day. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Bailey Peck is a producer. Coming up in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll have an in-studio guest, the return of the British heir, Barry Rabbits. I kid you not, he'll be here live in the studio. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'll show some highlights on Twitch during the news. Of course, come back at 6 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
Mike Sempervivi for the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, 2-minute warning. Time for some armchair Friday morning quarterbacking after the NFL slate of Thanksgiving Day games. And I admit it's a view from the cloudy side of things, but the biggest story to me has to be all three losing teams now being at the precipice of disaster in their quest to make the playoffs. In the case of the Detroit Lions, it's somewhat crazy that a 7-5 NFC team can be in peril while there's 3-8 AFC teams still considered in the hunt. But that's the NFL world we live in. 2 seasons ago, Detroit's defense was vaunted, but injuries and inconsistent play have caused them big problems that they need to get fixed quickly, as the Lions have 5 tough games remaining. Detroit's next chance to get it right won't be easy as they welcome the streaking Dallas Cowboys to Ford Field, a Cowboys team which is sitting right behind them in the NFC standings. Yesterday, Dallas added another dent to the Chiefs' playoff hopes, and ended Kansas City's 9-year run of AFC West titles. Losing close games, losing on the road, penalties, injuries, and just flat not finding ways to win. All things that the Chiefs have been able to avoid for a decade are now tripping them up. Bottom line is they need to win 5 in a row, including home games with the Texans, Chargers, and Broncos. Finally, the Baltimore Ravens. Much like Detroit, the Ravens have an unenviable schedule over the next 5 weeks. And Baltimore needs Lamar Jackson to carry them, which he was unable to do on Thursday night. Jackson continues to deny any effects from lingering injuries, but 3 costly turnovers last night and 3 straight games without a touchdown pass has Charm City nervous, as well as head coach John Harbaugh, who is also sitting on a precipice of his own disaster, which may be losing his job at the end of the year. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, 2-minute warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, the city by the bay. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I was the original podcast. Back in 1994, they said to me, the Talk America Radio says, you're going to go on the internet. So they say, what? Anyway, yeah, we're live in 160 countries. Of course, now it's better than 200 countries. But the bottom line is we're kicking ass 41 years after our birth on the radio. I kid you not. Back in 1984, I was at Patrol Police Station here in the city by the bay. I was an SF cop. And this guy named Charles J. down there in Florida said, hey, let's do something on the radio. I don't do radio. Yeah, you can do radio. So anyway, we did something on the radio. He goes, what do you want to call us? I don't know. Boxing talk? Let's call it Ring Talk. Ring Talk. So anyway, it became Ring Talk. Of course, that was the beginning. And then beginning, of course, and 41 years later, we're still knocking out all bums. No doubt about that. Now, pound for pound, I've got one of the greatest guests in the house. Of course, he'll be here in a couple of minutes to talk about Barry the British Hare Rabbits. A big comeback for him today. Of course, 1-800-878-PLAY. Our phone lies all around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, I was looking at the November 30th issue, 1997, of the Flash magazine. Of course, I mentioned this in hour number one. Princess Nima Med was hot. George Foreman just got ripped off by Shannon Briggs. Of course, that was a big heist, no doubt about that. But, you know, I asked George about that. We talked about that over the years, you know, different places we come into contact when we were both working for HBO. He told me, you know, I didn't feel like I was robbed. I just felt like I felt bad when leaving the ring. I just didn't feel right. Maybe I should have done a little bit more. I said, what more could you have done? I thought that you beat Shannon Briggs. Clearly, there was no doubt about it. Of course, the judges wanted a new face. That's when the boxing establishment goes against you. The same people that gave George Foreman the decision against Alex Stewart, well, they took it away from him in this fight against Shannon Briggs. No doubt about that. Speaking of Marvin Hagler, I want to bring up Marvin Hagler. Why do I want to bring him up? Somebody said to me the other day, was he the greatest middleweight of all time? You know, maybe. I mean, even though Ray Leonard beat him, maybe he was. But people say to me, you know, Ray Robinson this, Ray Robinson that. Maybe I'm going to ask Barry Rabbits about this after we get Ray Robinson, or is he overrated? Manny Stewart says, no, he's the greatest fighter of all time. We'll talk about that and more. 1-800-87-PLAY. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The impeccable one is here for hour number two as well. He'll take it away right now.
Honey, look. We're calling birds.
Do they have cell phones?
Well, yeah. They're called calling birds because they have four lines of Cricket 5G.
How do they pay?
Oh, easy. Each line is only $25 a month.
Who are they calling?
It's me. One sec, gotta take this.
Join Cricket Nation and get four lines for $25 per month each. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. New lines only. All lines must be selected. Unlimited plan fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Basically, this is the most outright duck, the biggest, most blatant duck in the history of boxing. You will not find a more blatant duck of a top contender in your, and if you search with your microscope through the history of boxing, you will never find an out, more outright duck than how what Canelo has done with David Benavidez.
Barrett Rabbits. David Benavidez was the WBC 168-pound champion 7 years ago, undefeated, 20 years old, got in some problems, did some cocaine. Why were they drug monitoring him when they don't drug monitor the other guys, but they drug monitored him because he was going to fight Canelo, you know what I'm saying? That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So they drug monitor him, and they find out he's doing blow in between fights, which is none of their goddamn business. I think if you're doing cocaine when you're off, that's on you. Yeah,
it's not going to help you, is it?
But it ain't gonna, but there's no way that they can jump in and say they can fire you from a job anyway, or take away your title. But they did it. They did it, okay? And then Canelo became the WBC champion at 168, okay? Yeah. And then for like 7 years, he doesn't get a fight. Now, that would be like Muhammad Ali, like Joe Frazier saying, you know, Muhammad Ali's coming back, but I'm not going to fight him.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Salvador Sanchez saying I won't fight Wilfredo Gomez, or Hagler saying I won't fight Hearns, or Leonard saying I won't fight Hearns. I can go on and on.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is he's choreographed his own boxing history.
Yeah, towards the end he did, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know really why he was ducking him. I think Canelo would have had a chance early on. I think at this point he's got no chance.
Oh, man, you know, I thought he never had a chance. I mean, let me tell you, I saw something special in this Benavidez kid when he was turning pro. I just said, I watched him four or five fights in and said to myself, you know, this guy's an animal. He's tall. He's mean. He can do what he wants. He can fight left-hand or right-hand. He can fight both ways. I mean, he can do a lot of stuff.
And he was sparring Pavlik and Golovkin as a teenager, wasn't he?
As a teenager. Yeah, he was licking him. You know, here's a story about Kelly Pavlik. Kelly Pavlik, people say the world middleweight champion at one point in time. Was he Ohio?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Cincinnati, Colombo, somewhere around there.
Yeah, Columbus, I think.
So anyway, he has a bad drinking problem. A really bad drinking problem, okay? And I exposed it, this and that, before he lost. I said before he lost. Because what happened was he put his fist through, completely put both fists through a plate glass window, and he cut both hands up. I mean, why would you do that unless you're nuts? I mean, you got to be nuts. You're a boxer. Yeah, it would be like a porn star putting his penis cutting his penis up.
Yeah. I think he's got himself together now, though, hasn't he? But he went through a bad patch. Yeah.
Well, then I saw him doing stand-up comedy. It wasn't pretty funny. He fell off the stage a couple times almost. This and that. But Kelly had a bad booth problem. In fact, I did one of Kelly's fights, I think, with Jermaine Taylor. I think I did Jermaine Taylor, Kelly Pavlik. But the bottom line is Pavlik was a white kid, could have made money, could have done well in this and that, but booze got in the way.
That guy could punch, too. Yeah.
He was
shocked when Hopkins outclassed him, though. That was kind of I didn't expect that one.
Well, Hopkins, Bernard, you can never count Bernard out. Even like at 55 years old, he was able to fight still. He still was. I mean, he fought on memory and this and that, but he was always able to fight,
super
always
crafty.
In condition. But the cheapest prick on the planet. I told you that, right?
I've heard he's cheap, yeah.
Oh, no, you don't know Bailey knows how cheap this guy was. Get this. So we're at the Antoine Echols fight. I think we're at the Las Vegas Hilton or the Riviera, one or the other in Las Vegas, and he's going to fight Antoine Echols like 2001, 2000, somewhere around 2003, somewhere, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line, he's going to fight Antoine Echols. So we go to the weigh-in, this and that, and I'm Bernard's buddy, okay? So we go have lunch, and we're going to go eat at the buffet. So I said to him, we're going into the buffet. I said, and I'll have the lady take care of you. I already talked to her. She's going to have you special order and that kind of stuff. So they're doing special orders for him because in the buffet, you get what's on the buffet.
Yeah.
Okay? But they're doing
they're
doing special orders for him. Okay? So they do the special order for Bernard, and we're there about like an hour and a half. We're having a good time talking the whole 9 hours. So Bernard ends up eating this and that. We're all done this and that. So it comes time to pay the tab. So I'm paying for the tab. And I said, I'll pay the tab. You tip her. He goes, oh, no, I ain't tipping. I said, what do you mean you ain't tipping? He goes, I ain't tipping. I said, he goes, no, no. He goes, she gets paid. I'm not going to tip her. I said, you're out of your mind. He said, no. I said, no, man, you're not going to embarrass me. We just ran this lady around for an hour and a half or an hour or so. I go, we got her compensated. He goes, well, I ain't tipping her, man. Ain't no Pedro. You two want to tip her, you go ahead and tip her. So I tipped her $25. I will never let Bernard live that down.
Yeah,
I mean, he made $375,000 at night.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a, yeah. I heard about coupons and him saving coupons back in the day.
He's in the coupons too?
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. I think he joked about it, but I
is he still in the coupons?
Probably not by now.
My aunt was a coupon queen, though.
The way he dresses now.
You know, my aunt would embarrass you. I mean, she would be like in the Safeway line in the supermarket, right? And people would be like, she goes, oh, I've got coupons for that. She was handing out coupons all online. My aunt was the greatest lady in the world. And Bernard's a cheap, no doubt about that. But where he rates in history, I think Hagler beats him.
I do, yeah, middleweight. But what he did at light heavyweight was pretty special at that age. So, yeah. I thought he got a draw with Calzaghe, actually.
You thought a draw with Calzaghe?
I scored a draw, yeah. It's the only blemish for me on Calzaghe's resume.
Joe Calzaghe was one bad. Do you know, of all the guys that Pat Lawler fought, Pat Lawler told me that he hit the hardest.
I mean,
Pat Lawler fought Durant. Pat Lawler fought some monsters, man.
Yeah.
And he told me that guy hit the hardest.
Calzaghe had bad hands throughout his career.
But not at 9 or 10 fights into it.
Yeah,
nine or ten fights he could still throw.
I think he had to save his hands a lot.
He was like 9-0, exactly. And then he realized, you know what, I've got to box a little bit.
He dropped Eubank in the first minute, didn't he? So
Let's talk about Eubank and Ben, the rematch.
Yeah, I mean, Eubank looked faded, didn't he?
Faded.
I can't get behind Ben. I just, yeah.
No, Ben's a lot of glitter. Am I right?
He's a lot of talk. Him and Ryan Garcia.
But a lot
them.
Of glitter. Ryan Garcia, don't mention. Wait, hold on. I mean, what I mean by glitter is he seems to be more show than substance.
Oh, for sure. I mean, look at his resume. I mean, there's nothing there, really. Is there? I mean, he has a win over a faded Eubank now. But before that, his best win was Algeria.
Here's what I think you guys don't give him any credit for, Barry. Is the fact that he was a small dude fighting a dude that was like two or three weight classes bigger than him. So when he lost that first fight, had it been a 10-round fight, he would have won. but it was a 12-round fight, and size matters in two things, pornography and combat, or porn and sex and combat sports, okay? and this was combat sports. So that night, size prevailed. Yeah. I mean, Eubank was able to impose his will a little bit greater than he was, but it all boiled down to, I think, the fact size at the end. In other words, the ninth, tenth, yeah. And he lost the last three rounds, without a doubt.
For sure. Okay? So, inexperienced, too.
Yeah. But then he comes back and he boxes him. That was a bit of an amateurish type of thing, and I'm not into like Flash.
Yeah, I don't think he has a lot of craft, does he? Again, same with Ryan Garcia. They both have strengths, but they're not good to watch, really, I don't think.
You know, you said that Ryan Garcia is not good to watch. When he got his ass whooped, he got a real ass whooped by Gervonta Davis. That was pretty classic to watch. I didn't mind a problem with that.
It was good to see him get whooped.
Yeah, okay. And then when he
I'd like to see Ben and Ryan knock each other out.
Wait. Time out. Isn't he the guy? Hold on. Let me. I haven't got amnesia here. YouTube has amnesia. I mean, some of the boxing record books have amnesia. But Ryan Garcia, last time I saw Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney in a boxing ring, Devin Haney was down four times in the seventh round.
Yeah, again, that was no even playing field, was it really?
Think that played that much of a, part?
I do. I think he was acting bizarrely. I think he was jacked up on something and clearly overweight.
But he's just a weird kid.
He is a weird kid. There's no doubt. He's an internet kid, isn't he?
So, you know,
then Rowley beats him.
I did weird things before fights. I did a lot of weird things before. I mean, put it this way. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe you're not mentally right, you're not physically right, or you feel good, you feel super too good, you do super things and stuff. But before fights, you tend to do a few lame things, unless you got somebody really watching you.
Yeah.
Somebody babysitting, you know. And speaking of Ryan Garcia, of course, they want to do him with Devin Haney again. Of course, this time.
Aren't they going to do Barrios? No, I heard they were fighting Barrios. Ryan? But I don't know what he's done to deserve a crack at
that. Speaking of Devin Haney, one of your favorite guys.
I don't mind Devin. Yeah. I prefer him to Ryan.
Oh, man. Okay. But he looked really good the first six rounds. As a good fact, he looked so good, you wanted to see him again. I mean, you were actually watching Devin Haney without the use of Viagra. Okay, and then what happens after six, seven rounds or something like that? Pop out the Viagra, baby, because he's holding and clenching and being a little bitch.
He
is
faded, didn't he? And I thought Brian Norman came back pretty well in that fight. He pulled it pretty close.
Speaking of Brian Norman, you know, I have a hat on. You want to eat it?
I know. I've been chewing my hat all week. Yeah, don't worry about that.
I couldn't believe that one. Listen, you never went out on a limb like you went way out on a limb on that one.
Yeah, I thought Haney looked terrible against Ramirez.
I know, but you sawed it off. You went out on a limb and then you sawed it off.
Sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you got to do it. I did that with Usyk over Joshua the first time.
What was going on in that first round? When he got clipped there? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Haney could hurt him.
But why do fighters wait on the other guy? Why would you wait on Devin Haney? In other words, if I was Norman, I would have took it straight to him from the start.
I think the event might have gotten to him as well. So it's his first big fight, wasn't it? So it might have been a little bit overwhelming.
You know what? I know you had praise for him, but both Socrates and Tommy D called him a BB+ fighter.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to come back. I think that win will age really well.
Okay, so you're trying to say now you had to eat. How'd that hat taste?
I must admit that second round.
Okay, so what's up? Yeah. So you want to do the hat thing again? I mean, next time he fights, well, it'll probably be a setup next time he fights.
I think he'll come back well. I think you'll be surprised.
So you think he can then be really the upper echelon 147 pounds?
I do, yeah.
Is what you know? Last I think somebody said that the welterweight division is at an all-time low right now. Is it?
Yeah, it's super shallow. It's not even at the top. There's nothing there.
I mean, 147. Let's look at the 147 pound weight class back in 1997. 147 pounds on top. Ike Quarte, Pernell Whitaker, Andre Putoff, Patrick Carpignier. There was Jose Luis Lopez, Daryl Coley. Not too many stars here. Shannon Taylor. Man, not too many stars.
Well, Trinidad and De La Hoya were floating around at that point.
But De La Hoya was a WBA champ, see, the WBC as well. Anyway, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with the legend himself. That's right, the legend's now is Barry Rabbis, the British heir, right after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and of course, live on Twitch.tv. Are those highlights coming through on Twitch today? And the porn highlights will put through? No, they weren't porn. It's boxing porn. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk.
Want me, Lord, have mercy. Look in my eyes. Lord, have mercy. If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One of my favorite Tower of Power tunes. Happy about that. Of course, that was circa 2012. Speaking of Tower of Power, believe it or not, they're still on the road. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We've got the comeback kid in the studio himself. Talk about Mr. Barry Roberts. I want to mention again an hour or two that yesterday, November 29th, 2001, the passing of George Harrison. And the reason why I bring that up is, Barry, is I went to see Paul McCartney this week in Chicago, Illinois, and Paul was in fine form for like almost 2.5 hours. Wow. He played without a break. I mean, you know, usually you go see talent nowadays, they play 45 minutes to an hour and they're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruno Mars, an hour, he's done.
Right, right.
Yeah, and this guy played 2.5 hours all by himself, 81 years old. Of course, he was 81. Switching back. He's 81, switching back and forth from the guitar to the piano. Yeah, you say yeah. So he had a good time going on, no doubt about that. But I was blown away by the energy of the crowd. I mean, a bunch of old people like me, man, I'm saying, but there wasn't an empty seat in the entire United Center, not one empty seat. And me being the paranoid guy that I am, because I hate getting stuck in traffic around events, right? So he sung Hey Jude, and I figured there's 2 songs left, time for me to leave. So I hit the road, got out there, got my Uber, my Lyft, whatever it was, and trucked away before the crowds came running out of place. Because if you ever get stuck in a crowd, like in Chicago, if you get stuck in a city you don't know your way around, you're in trouble.
Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure.
You're in trouble, plus it's cold. I tell you how cold it was out here today. Huh?
It's cold here today,
It was in the 40s this morning. But anyway, let me tell you, I went back there, and I got off the bus. I was going into, I thought I was, you know, going to get into, go get my rental car, so I go back to the airport terminal, and I got on another bus. And the bus took me around the airport parking lot. So I'm going, what the hell is going on? The guy goes, you got on the parking lot bus. What did you think you were getting on? I go, I was thought I was going to the terminal. He goes, the terminal's upstairs on the train, son. That's how bad I had it. But the wind almost knocked me down two or three times. And I stayed on the lake where the wind's really bad. But I was blown away by that. And all I've got to say is, again, you've lived in different parts of the world. Isn't this the best place in the world as far as weather is concerned?
It's great. Yeah. I mean, it never gets too cold, does it? I mean, today's about as cold as it gets.
But you and I are bitching and moaning about 45 degrees. Bitching and moaning.
I'm California soft now.
These guys are like, so I told the lady at the hotel, I said, this bit's too cold for me. Spit with an H. I said, this bit's too cold for me. I was never coming back to Chicago for nothing. She goes, we're on the lake. She goes, it's only 30 degrees. I said, what about that wind coming off lake? And the guy goes, that makes it about 13.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, I'd
13 degrees?
Yeah, it's
65 mile per hour winds?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal out there because it gets hot in the summer too, doesn't it?
Geographically gifted. I was geographically gifted at birth. I just was. Yeah. Me and the Apeco in the other room, especially him, he lives in Marin County. You know how beautiful that is.
Spoiled.
Oh, spoiled, the impeccable one?
Weather-wise.
Okay, let's talk about the 19th of December. Of course, coming up, big boxing card. Anthony Joshua, 28-4, the Olympic gold medalist from 2012, a guy that I didn't need Viagra to watch early on. I said to myself, the guy's 6'7", 6'8". I mean, with his type of build, I'll say it again, I would never lose a fight. Yeah. I could never, Barry, I don't mean to be conceited or cocky or acting a fool this and that, but you gave me my skills. At 6'7", I'd still be fighting. I wouldn't lose a fight. So how do these guys 6'8" end up getting knocked out by guys smaller than them? We're talking about Joshua in particular.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Andy Ruiz fight kind of ruined him, didn't it? Mentally, he was...
But Andy Ruiz is a big, fat slob.
That guy can punch, though.
He's
a
slob.
He's experienced, too. That was a weird matchup. Up until that point, Joshua looked pretty good. He was starting to fizzle a little, actually. He had a couple of sloppy performances before that, didn't he?
I'm absolutely blown away by it. I'm just telling you, I just don't think that Anthony Joshua and Jake Paul. I mean, this is Jake Paul is like 12-1, and Anthony Joshua is 28-4 with 25 knockouts. He's been stopped two times. I don't know. I mean, believe it or not, there's going to be a lot of people watch this thing, and I'll tell you the truth. I'm going to cop to it right now. My lawyer says I probably shouldn't be able to say this stuff, but I don't buy pay-per-view.
No, I don't
buy it.
I rarely do. I did this week.
You bought it last time. In fact, we bought it that last time, okay? But outside of that, I don't buy pay-per-view. I go over to somebody's house. I didn't watch that last. The last card I went over to somebody's house, I refused to be part of this pay-per-view thing because it's a rip-off. I mean, Amazon's coming at you twice in a month.
And DAZN was supposed to be getting rid of all the pay-per-views, and now they're sticking them all back on. So,
you know, I never understood it because you know that for the most part, more people steal than watch than pay, don't you think?
I'd say so. Yeah.
What do you think?
Days,
I mean,
most people figure it out.
I'm not
tech savvy enough. So.
Yeah, because most of the people I talk to, they go, "You buy the watch? I watch a fight. You buy it? Oh. Except for Steve Albert of Showtime. Did you see about the time I had him on the show?
No,
I had him on the show. There was a live pay-per-view. Don King. And was going on Showtime pay-per-view, and somebody else was going on HBO pay-per-view. So there's two pay-per-views going at the same time, right? I'm talking to Steve Albert. I'm live on the air. We're going 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on a Saturday night. Okay. Well, he's bouncing back between both fights, telling me what's going on both cars. So I asked him, how much you pay for your cable month? He goes, I don't pay nothing. I go, does Showtime pay the bill, or you got a hot box? He went silent.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, everybody had the hot box back then.
right.
Lou DiBello's the one that gave me. Oh, I say it. Lou DiBello's the one that he worked for HBO.
Yeah, those pay-per-views are ridiculous. It's worth it every now and again. Last week was worth it, but 9 out of 10.
Was there too much quantity over quality there?
No, I mean, I only watched the four fights, so I mean, they all went kind of long, didn't they? That was the thing. So, but no, I think I can stick out four fights.
The Benavidez fight didn't go too long.
Was it 7 rounds? Still a few. So yeah. But still, you had a couple of 12-rounders.
He tore him up, man.
Yeah, it kind of went the way I expected with Yard.
He's a mean dude.
He is, and he's kind of getting frozen out at light heavyweight now as well.
Obviously, Dmitry Bivol don't want to fight him.
I think Bivol will fight him once he gets back to... And I wouldn't guarantee Benavidez wins that fight.
Did you see? I saw a tape of them sparring. right? I've not seen him. And Benavidez kicking the spit out of him, spit with an H. Okay, I saw a real quick clip somewhere. I don't know where it was. But the bottom line is David Benavidez is on the record saying that Dmitry Bivol quit after two rounds or before the end of the second round. So he's quit. Wait a minute. You don't realize what this guy brings. See, you never boxed. But when you step into the ring and you get into this, there are certain guys that are special.
You can see he intimidates people. Yeah, people want to avoid him, don't he? Yeah. I mean, he's got the look in his eye, hasn't he? He's got that kind of look.
He's got the demented look.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's like...
He enjoys it. I mean, he actually enjoys it. Yeah,
but you have to an extent.
Yeah, I think he did a fight without the money. I think he's just...
I don't know if he'd fight without the money, but you know, he's a pretty raucous young man. He's willing to roll, no doubt about that. Of course, when I watched him against Morrell... In February, I thought it was spectacular, okay?
Yeah, and Morrell, I think, is great. Yeah.
And Morrell's a good fighter, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, know that about that you. Didn't win. You pick Morrell to win that
I
fight?
I did, yeah, yeah. I've had a bad year for picks, actually. Yeah.
You know, speaking of bad picks, you know, Jack Fisk was the Chronicle writer before you came here.
Yeah.
The Samson Chronicle for like 40 years, right? He was a worried. He could pick his nose better than he could pick a fight.
Oh, really?
I mean, he just was. You know what some guy used to tell me all the time? He used to call me on the show. You know, I bet against Fisk again. I made money. They would bet against Jack Fisk. Well, Jack Fisk would say this, go this in a fight. It would go the other way and make money.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough sometimes, isn't it? Yeah.
And then I said to him, do you clean up the next week? He goes, no. I said, you don't clean up? He goes, no. Because I would acknowledge, you know, in my columns, I would acknowledge, man, I was really wrong last week. Well, he said, no, you never acknowledge, never copped anything.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to face up to it when you get it wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, Jake Paul is on this card with Anthony Joshua. Is it a real fight?
I don't know. The whole thing is kind of bizarre to me. It was bizarre that he was going to fight.
No, see, you know what, man? You and I are having problems here today because you won't answer a question yes or no. I mean, this I don't know bit doesn't work with me. You know that, man.
Do I think it's a fake fight?
Is it a yes or no question? Is Anthony Joshua and Jake Paul a real fight, yes or no?
I think it is, yeah. I don't think Joshua would go for anything underhand or fake.
So you think this other guy's going to be willing to get knocked out then?
I mean, I think he will get knocked out if they actually make it to the ring. Yeah, I don't see any other way. I think Gervonta could have given him trouble, to be honest with you.
A little ghetto Gervonta?
Yeah, exactly. I think he'd have caused
a little
problems.
Ghetto brother in a little small package would have beat Jake Paul, maybe? So
he's gone from 5'5" to 6'6", so I don't understand any of it.
He's got all kinds of problems, Gervonta Davis, in and out of the ring. He's got some criminal problems. I think some civil lawsuits in front of him and this thing, lumping up on women. Every 6 months, he beats up a girl.
Yeah, yeah. No, he seems to have got himself into a pretty bad position at this point.
What's this thing about beating up women? You know what I'm saying? If it happens once, you say, well, maybe the chick was out of line. She did something. Right? Or maybe one. But when it happens 3 or 4 times, you got to say to yourself, it ain't the chick.
Yeah. Oh, no. And there was footage of him at a basketball game or something dragging some girlfriend out.
By the hair, right?
On camera, yeah.
Yeah. So. Straight up, let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now listen, you can cut the budget, you can cut the talk, but don't you cut the food stamps, not for the kids. They the ones who still dreaming, still growing. Feed the children first. That's how a nation stays strong.
You gotta feed the kids. You gotta feed them, I'm telling you, whether they're poor kids, rich kids, kids gotta eat no matter what they are across the board, okay? White kids, brown kids, Chinese kids, everybody's gotta eat. And with these cuts and the food stamp programs, things like that going on, being put in, instituted in state after state, except for California, I feel bad for a lot of people. Straight up, going hungry is no fun. Of course, I feed a couple of homeless people. In fact, I'm gonna go take care of my guy Joe right after the show. Now, let's talk about Barry. Barry, of course, a British rabbit. Barry the British Hare Rabbits is in the studio, of course. He's in making a bit of a comeback here, but he's in the studio today. And, of course, we're talking about the fact with Joseph Parker a couple weeks ago and Fabio Warden. And Fabio Warden on 20-0 with like 19 stops, had one draw. The one decision in his entire life came in his pro debut. Yeah. Nobody's went to the scorecards afterwards.
No, he can punch. And he's mean, too.
He is mean, huh?
Yeah. I think outside the ring he seems like a gentleman, but there's a bit of psycho in Fabio. I don't see any quit in him at all.
But nobody gets to understand is that you can't be successful at this unless you're a little bit effing nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's definitely got that.
To have a guy hurt, you see his eyes are scrambled, and you want to hit him again?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember one time my mother said to me, she goes, how do you feel about this, Mom? It's part of the game.
Yeah, you have to switch it on, don't you, if you're going to fight.
It's part of the game, Mom. Yeah. She goes, guys are hurt, right? You finish them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got to flick the switch.
Okay, sure. Fabio Orley, 20-0. 19 stops. Of course, the Joseph Parker fight a fortnight ago. Joseph Parker stopped in the 11th round of a 12th round fight. The score, don't have the scores here, but Howard Foster was the referee. I thought Wardley, he had his ups and his downs, but I thought he hurt Parker a couple times. But the fact that Joseph Parker came in at 262 pounds, I mean, why do you come in 35, like 20 pounds over your best weight?
Yeah, I didn't understand the logic there. I couldn't
figure
that out.
I'm strong.
Yeah,
it didn't make sense. Every fighter I know in the world has told me that I'm stronger.
Yeah, no, he didn't look the same. But I've always thought Parker's a little overrated anyway myself. He's a top 10 guy for sure. But
you know, when I was slapping everybody around here in the Golden Gloves at 130-139 in junior welterweight division, Duran was winning titles, and those guys were winning titles at different weights, you know what I'm saying? So I said to myself, this is my dream, because I won some PAL titles at 147, you know what I'm saying? So I said, well, maybe I could fight at welterweight, right? So I fought these bums down in the valley, and I beat up a lot of fat guys down there in the valley, and a lot of them were Latino guys working in farms, that kind of good stuff, so they were really stiffs, okay? So I qualified for the National Golden Gloves as a welterweight, and I went there, and I fought Ernie Chavez, and I got beat like almost got killed, you know what I'm saying? Because he was just too big, too strong, but the difference in weight,
people just don't realize the difference in weight classes. And this guy comes in 20 pounds over his natural weight. I don't get that at all.
I think he probably underestimated Wardley a little bit. So
how can you underestimate an undefeated guy with 19 knockouts and 20 wins?
Lack of experience they thought he had. But I honestly, they were talking like Parker was way ahead in that fight. And I didn't see that either. I didn't score, but I felt like Wardley was neck and neck. So
You know, at the end of the day, though, I think we've got a good-looking heavyweight prospect here in Fabio Wardley. I mean, I don't want to say that you don't need Viagra to watch him.
Yeah, no, he's definitely exciting to watch.
He was exciting. I mean, the entire – it was a good fight. Listen, that was a heavyweight fight. I'm not trying to say Ali Frazier like that, but it was an Ali heavyweight fight where you didn't go away from the TV.
Yeah, no.
You didn't, even between the rounds. If you had to take a piss, okay, I'll hold it.
It was back and forth, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So. That's boxing.
Yeah. No, it was great. And even his last fight, he was down about, I don't know, 7 rounds, wouldn't he, against Hooney?
Yeah.
He pulled it out with one punch. So.
Yeah, you know, so he's a fun fighter. I think he's a real deal, and no doubt about that. Of course, he had that that draw with Frazier Clark, and he came back and he beat Frazier Clark in the rematch and knocked him out in one round.
He crushed him in the rematch.
No doubt about that. But Joseph Parker doing cocaine. I mean, got caught with cocaine. Let me tell you about cocaine. I know a little bit about cocaine. I was a cop, okay, but I'm a chemist. I studied cocaine and what it did to people and this and that and how long it stayed in the system because I was studying. When I became a boxing reporter, you had to know these things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you were as a narcotics officer in San Francisco. You sort of didn't have to know how long coke stayed in the system unless you were doing it yourself. But then I wasn't, obviously. But what I'm trying to say is you wanted to figure this stuff out. So when I found out, you know, that cocaine only stayed in the system 72 hours, and yet guys tested positive for cocaine, I said to myself, how in the duck with an F, can you test positive for cocaine when it only stays in your system for 3 days? So you're doing it 3 days before the fight?
They say it was the week of the fight. And I don't see how that's going to benefit him in any way at all, to be honest with you.
But benefit, take away, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Unless you got a cocaine problem.
And I was surprised at Parker. I didn't see Parker in that kind of light. So, it's just kind
just of a fat guy with a coke
mysterious.
Problem.
Maybe he is.
You don't think so? I mean,
there was some previous news that he was involved in stuff in New Zealand back in the day. So, which I read about after this coke.
You know, I remember when Joseph Parker had the WBO title and Don King and me were on the phone. And I said to Don, I said, listen, you want to get yourself back in the heavyweight title picture? He goes, yeah. I go, listen, I overheard this purse bid for this WBO Parker fight in Puerto Rico at the WBO convention. He goes, yeah, you did. I said, yeah, they're going to bid $1.5 million on it. I says, so if you bid $2 million or 2.2, I said, you can snatch this and you'll be back in the heavyweight title picture, right? He hung up the phone and never heard from him again.
Oh, really?
Never heard from him. You know, of course, he's like 93, 94 years old now, still rocking on. Speaking of 93 and 94, I'm going to see Larry Merchant Friday.
Oh, okay.
He's 94.
Yeah. That's still Santa Monica.
Still rocking and rolling. Of course, he's going to walk me to death after lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on. He's like doing bench push-ups, all that kind
you
of stuff. Larry, come on, man.
There, yeah.
I came down here to like smoke a couple of joints to relax. You know what I mean? No. Not Larry. Larry, no. He's looking after himself.
That's great.
Yeah, we'll have lunch with Steve Kim, Gary Gittleson, Logan Hobson, the former CompuBox guy that started CompuBox back in the day, the original owner. And a few other guys. Of course, we'll get together, and of course, we'll take the walk afterwards. And Friday night, I'm going to go to Ontario, California, to see my buddy Brent Carter, now the lead singer of the Commodores.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was lead singer of Tower of Power, the lead singer of the Average White Band. The Average White Band retired last year, and then the Commodores picked him up. I remember when I thought he was going to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
That's what I thought at first.
Well, still going,
he said, I'm going to a big band, and I can't tell you who it is, but it turned out to be the Commodores. Okay. And, you know, to be able to replace Lionel Richie is quite a feat.
Yeah.
And Brent Carter's done that without flaws.
They were still going.
Yeah. So what about Fabio? Where does he go?
I mean, the only way's up now, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure he'll take...
Hold on. I'll pull up the heavyweight ratings here in just a second. But, you know, Oleg Usyk, you guys... Why do you guys get hard for Oleg Usyk? What's up with that?
Oh, he's a great fighter. There's no doubt about it. If I was Usyk at this point, I would retire. I think he's done it all, and he's got some tough challenges out there.
Oleg Usyk, 24 and zip, of course, coming to us out of Oxnard, California. That's where Fernando Vargas is from. Of course, Vargas got in all that trouble down there in Oxnard. Fabio Wardley, ranked number 2. According to BoxRec.com, of course, he's 20-0-1. He's 30 years old. Ole Kusick, 38 years old, going on 39. Ajit Kabel, I think he's from Germany.
He's a great
26
player.
And zip, 33 years old. Is he the real deal?
I think he's the biggest challenge for Usyk. Right
you
now,
think so,
he's
huh?
A vicious body puncher. He's
Daniel Dubois, of course, Daniel Dubois just knocked out Parker in his last fight, 22-3. Lawrence Okoli. Okoli the real deal?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I couldn't watch him at cruiserweight, let alone heavyweight.
Yeah, that's the way I felt. Yeah. About Tyson Fury, is there anything left in Tyson Fury?
I think so, but I think he's kind of lost interest, isn't he? And I think he was hard done by in the Usyk fights, to be honest with you. So I think he's lost interest.
I think once your bubble is popped psychologically, it's tough to get it back.
Yeah, I don't think he's interested at this point. He's kind of, but I'd like to see him against Usyk again because, like I say, I think both of those fights could have gone either way.
What about this guy Murat Gazaev? He's 32-2 out of Russia. You ever watch him fight?
Oh, the cruiserweight. I mean, Usyk's already beaten him back in the
day. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So yeah, I think he's a good fighter. But
but the rest of the heavyweight division, the only heavyweight ranked in the top 15 in the United States as far as heavyweights are concerned, are the. Oh, God, I have a hard time saying this. Richard Torres Jr., the Olympic silver medalist a few years ago. You're laughing because why I'm laughing is that the guy that he fought the last time, he was 1,000-1 favorite. How the hell can you be a – have you ever seen a 1,000-1 favorite in your life?
It was in Mexico. The Italian guy.
Yeah, it was in Mexico. Okay? Yeah, it was in Mexico. So what I'm trying to tell you is I think that it was a fix, and I think that they put it on 1,000-1 fight on the board because they knew it was a fix.
So that was the Guido Vianelli?
No, hold on. No, it's Thomas Salak.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
he had been stopped four or five times before, okay? But he got stopped in the first round, was like 245 in. But
why would they even have odds fighting a guy like that? It seems kind of strange. Yeah.
He's been stopped four times before this fight, 23. Not a big puncher, this net. So the guys, on paper, he looked formidable. You know what I'm saying?
But
this Torres guy, I think Torres would have a hard time licking a stamp if you spit on a stamp, he still couldn't stick it.
I think he's going to overachieve. He doesn't look like much, but I got a feeling he's one of those guys that's going to get
Moses Idama beats the spit out of him. Spit with an H.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to win the title, I don't think. But I think he even wants to fight Otama. He does. He's mentioned it.
Because he's got nothing to do. Where's he going to fight? Glendale, California, where they got a cow pasture down there. He could fight in or something like that. He can't sell tickets. The only thing he's got going for him is he's undefeated.
Right.
He's American. He's got the silver medal, and that's it.
He would have a following, to be honest with you.
He has no following. Huh, so let's talk about him going over. The only chance he's got is being the opponent. The only chance he's got to make money is being the opponent. He can't do it himself. I mean, what's he going to do? Who's going to put up? Do you think Aram's going to put up any money to see him fight anybody?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, I thought he was going to get a bit of a push with the Olympic thing and being a white guy, but I don't know. Yeah,
is Mexican considered white now?
Well, I guess he is Mexican American.
We're going to go a race thing here, back and forth. Huh? No doubt about that. Now,
but I don't think he wants to get in the ring with Otama. That's for sure.
Moses Otama looks like he's the real deal. I mean, he scares the snot out of me, man. He does.
Yeah.
He's fast. And here's what's up. Fast heavyweights are fearful because even if they don't punch that hard, he can punch. But even if they don't punch it hard, the fact is they hit you unsuspectingly and you're done.
Yeah, and he's got the punch placement as well. He's going to be a real – but I think they've got to push him now because I think he's the sort of guy that's going to get bored if they keep him at a low level. I mean, he's fighting Jermaine Franklin next and – I think he'll get him out of there, but
13-0, 11 KOs, of course, going to take on Jermaine Franklin. That's going to go down January 24th, of course, in Manchester, the UK. They'll sell out an arena over there. 60,000 people know that about that, and he will be on the zone to begin. Of course, he knocked out Dillian White in the blink of an eye. But I'll say one thing before we go to the break. Dillian White really looked like he put it together for this fight. He looked like he was in really good shape. He lost all that weight. He was together.
Yeah. But sometimes you can kind of look good and be a shell underneath.
You mean like Muhammad Ali against Larry Holmes?
Exactly, dyeing his hair.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Light wasn't right that night. Ali weighed 217.5. Let's go to a break. The next day after the fight, I met Muhammad Ali for the first time at the press conference, and I was crying because he got beat up by Larry Holmes. I went up to him to get an autograph. I was crying. He says to me, the first time he ever called me son, he called me son a few times in my life, but he reaches across the table and he grabs my hand. He goes, son, don't cry for me. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
But I was crying. I mean, Larry Holmes beat him up. He was wearing sunglasses. Yeah, I got the autograph that he signed for me. And of course, stupid me, I think one of my Golden Glove titles, two of them, I had his autograph in my sock. Okay. Yeah, look, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. More with the British boxing hero Barry Ravitz right after the break.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Dr. Fernandez prescribes medical marijuana. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside, look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, next week on Amazon pay-per-view, on top, Isaac Pitbull Cruz taking on the guy with the worst luck in the history of boxing for the last couple of years, Lamont Roach. Lamont Roach should have been a champion against Gervonta Davis. They pulled all kinds of crap against him. The fact that it was on TV and they didn't use an instant replay, didn't that smell to you?
Yeah, it was off, definitely. It was a bad judgment call, for sure.
And then to not sue the athletic commission or sue the promoter?
They probably thought it was a waste of their time.
I don't think it wasn't a waste of his time. I think that would have paid off with the right, like Judd Bernstein or a good attorney. I think he could have made some money there because they wronged him, man. The rules state that if you take a knee or you stick your head outside the window, a point has to be taken away. It isn't a matter of yes whether or not. It's the way it is. And they didn't take the point.
Would have made the difference.
The point would have made the difference. No doubt about it. Isaac Cruz and Lamont Roach, what happens?
I think Lamont Roach wins that fight. Yeah, I think he'll outbox him.
Okay. Irizonde Lara and Zarabak Aramuli.
I think Zanabak's going to win that fight, actually. Lara's not been fighting much. She's older. And I like Zanabak a lot.
Okay. My favorite fighter. Not really. Oshaki Foster and Stephen Fulton?
I think Oshaki might be a little big for Fulton. Fulton can't punch. Neither one of them can punch much, but I think Oshaki.
What about Shane Mosley Jr.? Can he fight?
Not really, no. He's improved, but no. Who's he fighting next?
Jesus Alejandro Ramirez, who's 23-1. It's going to be on that same card.
Okay, yeah. I think he wins, yeah. I think Mosley's kind of he's been doing a little better lately, hasn't he?
But the fact that, you know, all these fights are on pay-per-view, I really think these guys are killing themselves.
This isn't a pay-per-view card. Last week was pay-per-view worthy, but this week, or next week,
you know, people say to me that Don King used to put on a lot of garbage cards. Well, Don King will put 8 or 10 title fights on a card, and of course, and you got to watch what you wanted to watch. But the bottom line is, you always got overproduct with Don King.
Yeah. No, back in the 90s, his cards were great, weren't they? Zuma Nelson.
I got to televise a lot of those cards. It was really cool to sit there and do the international television with Colonel Bob Sheridan. And speaking of Colonel Bob Sheridan, may he rest in peace. Now, Barry, you're on the comeback trail. Your health looks good. I'm glad that you're in the studio. So I want to thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I mean, you're a special guy, and I really appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Still recovering, but yeah, feeling better than I did. Thank you.
The British boxing hero, Barry Rabbis. I want to thank my executive producer for pulling me through these 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, he is the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. Until next week, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And my name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we come to you live Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm live on Sports Byline and Twitch.tv. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.